This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah, alhamdulillah, wassalatu wassalamu ala rasulillah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. My brothers and sisters in Islam, what I want to share with you today is something about sajdatul tilawa in the Quran. These are the ayat of prostration, and it is a sunnah that when you read these ayat, you make a sajda after you recite them. There's about 15 of them in the Quran, and I'll speak to you about their rulings towards the end of this video. But more specifically, I wanted to share with you the spiritual meaning of this sajdatul tilawa, especially the first one of them that appears in the Quran. So if you're reciting the Quran from the very beginning, the first sajdatul tilawa that you will come across is at the end of Surah Al-A'raf. Such an incredible ayah. And I want you to focus on the meaning of this ayah and the wisdom behind this ayah, and why do we make a sajdatul tilawa. I don't want sajdatul tilawa for you to be something that is robotic. Every time you read a sajdatul tilawa in the Quran, or you hear someone recite it and they fall into that sajda, that you just make a sajda and subhanallah al-a'la, and then you get up, and not realizing the relationship between the ayah that you read and the sajda that you made. So let's focus and understand this. The end of Surah Al-A'raf, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He speaks about the qualities of the angels. And before I discuss with you this ayah, the ayat al-sajda at the end of Surah Al-A'raf, let me share with you something about the beginning of Surah Al-A'raf. Because we must know that there is always a relationship between the beginning of a surah and the end of a surah. So what helps us understand the end of Surah Al-A'raf, which is where the ayah of Sajdat al-Tilawa is, we must understand the beginning of Surah Al-A'raf. Then and only we'll appreciate the last ayah, the ayah of a sajda, and the wisdom behind making the sajda, the spiritual meaning behind making this sajda. Surah Al-A'raf, at the beginning, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the story of Adam alayhi salam and Iblis and the angels. Allah Azza wa Jal had given the angels a commandment. وَإِذْ قُلْنَا لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ اسْجُدُوا لِآدَمْ. Allah Azza wa Jal commanded the angels to prostrate to Adam alayhi salam. So they all prostrated with the exception of Iblis. We're not saying that Iblis is from the angels. Iblis is from al-jinn. But Allah Azza wa Jal, He made him in the rank of the angels. He was honored just like the angels were honored. So now he refused to make a sajda. And this is out of arrogance and jealousy towards mankind. Subhanallah, how jealous is Iblis towards mankind. This is why he chases us up until this very day. He's jealous of mankind. So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala questioned him as to why he refused Allah's command and didn't make a sajda to Adam, a sajda of honor and respect, Allah Azza wa Jal, He said to him, مَا مَنَعَكَ. What prevented you from making a sajda to Adam? He responded and he said, and this is where his arrogance and jealousy became exposed. He said, أَنَا خَيْرٌ مِّنْهُ. I am better than him. خَلَقْتَنِي مِن نَارٍ وَخَلَقْتَهُ مِن طِينٍ. You created me from fire and you created him from clay. So in the understanding of Iblis, fire is better than clay. So he refused to make a sajda to Adam. Allahu Akbar. This is arrogance. Forget about Adam alayhi salam. What about Allah's command? Allah Azza wa Jal commanded you to make the sajda. This is absolute arrogance against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's simple command. There was no difficulty in that. Just make a sajda. Drop, fall into sajda like the rest of the creation of the angels, how they made a sajda. Yet he refused and he said, أَنَا خَيْرٌ مِّنْهُ. I am better than him. Allahu Akbar. This is a trait of the shaitan when a person thinks he's better than someone else. But you know what? At least a shaitan here did better than most of what mankind do today. Iblis, at least he was comparing between fire and clay, because Adam was made from clay. Human beings today, when they think they're better than someone else, how foolish is that? Because what are you doing in essence? You're comparing clay to clay. Because human beings are all made from clay. Originally, that's what our origin is, clay. So when you think or assume or say you're better than someone else, you're comparing clay to clay. Allahu Akbar. Yani, is your clay worth more than your brother's clay? Your clay, is it worth golden coins? And your brother's clay worth pennies? Subhanallah. Faithan, we need to understand this was the essence and the height of arrogance in the paradise. Immediately after that, Allah Azza wa Jal threw out Iblis, because there is no room for arrogance in the paradise whatsoever. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, لا يدخل الجنة من كان في قلبه مثقال ذرة من كبر. That if a person had an ant's weight of arrogance in his heart, he does not enter the paradise. This rule has always been a rule in the paradise from day one. This is why Iblis was thrown out of the paradise immediately, as soon as his arrogance manifested. Allahu Akbar. Now, once you know the beginning of Surah Al-A'raf, and it was about this scene, and how Iblis refused to make a sajda, and was arrogant concerning Allah's commands, the end of the surah, he's the beauty, listen to this, the end of the surah, Allah Azza wa Jal now describes the angels, and he says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ عِنْدَ رَبِّكَ, those that are in the company of Allah, those that are in the company of your Lord, meaning the angels, it's referring to the angels, because right now they are in the company of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Azza wa Jal described them to us. He says, لَا يَسْتَكْبِرُونَ عَنْ عِبَادَتِهِ. They are never arrogant when it comes to the worship and the commandments of Allah Azza wa Jal. They are never arrogant. لَا يَسْتَكْبِرُونَ عَنْ عِبَادَتِهِ. You know, unlike Iblis, he was arrogant. The angels are never arrogant. And you know, this quality is also supposed to be adopted by the believers of mankind, of humans. We're supposed to follow. We're supposed to follow the angels in this. If the angels aren't arrogant when it comes to Allah Azza wa Jal's command, then we're supposed to emulate them and be like them as well. So we are not supposed to be arrogant concerning Allah's commands. Allah Azza wa Jal, he says, وَيُسَبِّحُونَهُ, and they declare Allah Azza wa Jal's praise. They glorify Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They declare Allah's greatness. وَيُسَبِّحُونَهُ, subhanallah. And this is a mean and a form in how they are not arrogant to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when it comes to worship. They're not arrogant. In other words, they are humble when it comes to Allah azza wa jal's worship. And part of this humility is that they continuously praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the best form of praise, and that's how the ayah concludes, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, وَلَهُ يَسْجُدُونَ, and to him only they prostrate, and to him only. This is implying sincerity, and it is implying tawheed, oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu Akbar. وَلَهُ يَسْجُدُونَ, to him alone they make a sajda. And now the sunnah is to get up and to make a sajda when you read this ayah. How beautiful is that? When you make this sajda, you're remembering that the beginning of the surah was about Iblis being arrogant, and his arrogance was in the form of disobeying Allah, and his disobedience was that he did not fall into sajda to Allah. He did not fall into sajda for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And at the end of the surah, you're saying, وَلَهُ يَسْجُدُونَ, the angels always make a sajda to Allah. And so believers also make a sajda to Allah Azza wa Jal. And wallahi, my brothers and sisters in Islam, nothing teaches you humility more than a sajda. The one that doesn't make sajda is arrogant. The one that makes a sajda and lives the meaning of a sajda would always be humble in his life towards Allah and towards the creation of Allah Azza wa Jal. When you make a sajda, your forehead and your nose is coming in contact with the earth. And it was narrated that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he made sajda on many things. And one of the things he made sajda on was mud. He made a sajda on mud. So you can imagine when he rose from his sajda, there was mud, soil and water, dirt that was stuck to his forehead and his nose. And this, if anything, it reminds you of your origin and your beginning. Every single day we're falling into sajda, and every rak'ah has two sujood in it, so that we remember our origin, what we were made of, what we will go back to, what our brothers and sisters around us are made of. the most humbling worship you will ever learn in your life and experience in your life is a sajda. And you will learn so much of it if you're always conscious of this meaning whenever you fall into sujood, subhanallah. So the beautiful surah, Surah Al-A'raf, concludes with this ayah. And it is actually sunnah when you read this ayah to get up and to fall into sajda to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu Akbar, wallahi, read this ayah with this meaning. You will realize next time the value of this sajda. You will feel the importance of this sajda bi-ithnillahi ta'ala. And when you make this sajda, the sunnah is to say Subhana Rabbi al-A'la. And there are other adhkar and dua that have been narrated, but the bare minimum is to say Subhana Rabbi al-A'la. And if you like to add to this, then there are narrations that when you make a sajda at-tilawa, that you say سجد وجهي للذي خلقه وشق سمعه وبصره فتبارك الله أحسن الخالقين. And this sajda at-tilawa, it's not necessary that you are upon wudu. It's not necessary for a woman to wear her hijab. It is just a sajda at-tilawa considered a dhikr. It's not considered a salat. It's just considered a dhikr. And remember that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said ما من عبد مسلم يسجد لله سجدة إلا رفعه الله بها درجة وحط عنه سيئة. That there is no servant of Allah Azza wa Jal that makes a sajda except that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala raises him one rank and one level in the paradise. Allahu Akbar. The sajda, how many seconds does it take to make a sajda? 20 seconds, 30 seconds. Give it 1 minute. 1 minute you make a sajda for Allah Azza wa Jal, glorifying Allah, declaring Allah's greatness and perfection, and it raises you one level in the paradise. Each level in the paradise, the distance is as though the heaven and the earth. That's the distance between a level to another level. And you earn that in a minute that you make a sajda for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, this hadith is in Sahih Muslim and narrated by Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu. He said that whenever a believer reads an ayah of sajda and he makes a sajda, اعتزل الشيطان عنه. A shaytan moves away. Naam, a sajda is a reason for why shayateen move away. And if shayateen are gone away, who replaces them? The angels would come. So the shaytan moves away. فيقول, he begins to say, يا ويلي, woe to me, destruction is going to befall me. Then he says, why he's angry, why he's frustrated. He says, أُمِرَ ابْنُ آدَمَ بِالسُّجُودِ فَسَجَدَ فَلَهُ الْجَنَّةِ. That mankind were commanded to make a sajda. And they made sajda, and as a result, they enter the paradise. A sujood is a reason for why you enter the paradise. And then he says, وَأُمِرْتُ بِالسُّجُودِ فَلَمْ أَسْجُدْ فَلِيَ النَّارِ. And I was commanded to prostrate, and I did not make a sajda, I did not prostrate. So for me is the hellfire. When you abandon a sujood, that's the abode for those who abandon as-sujood. That's the destination for those who abandon as-sujood in their life, that they enter the hellfire. How, my brothers and sisters in Islam, how could one face Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the Day of Judgment not having made a sajda in his life? Iblis neglected one sajda. It was enough for Allah azza wa jal to curse him and throw him out of the paradise. How many sujood have you neglected in your life? How many sujood have you neglected? Not to worry, if you're still alive, you still have a chance. Recollect yourself, turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in repentance. Read this ayah. Recognize and realize that this is absolute humility to Allah azza wa jal. And then after that, begin your commitment to pray these five daily prayers on time. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept from us. Wa jazakum Allahu khayra.